ipso facto. They're in the studio. Lots of Latin on this album.
Latin?
Yeah. Pro bono, ipso facto, the name. Oh, yeah, yeah. Les is stunned. Cardiff. Stunned. It's beyond Cardiff. It's Latin.
Brilliant.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't see it. No.
University studying. Well, that's fantastic. Anyway, Chris Seacombe, fourth cousin of Harry Seacombe and vocalist. Tom Stevens, self-confessed pretty boy, bassist and backing vocalist.
Yeah, he is a pretty boy.
Well, he doesn't like to talk about it, though.
Look
he's
at him.
He's kind of shy about it.
He's shy. Shy pretty boy. Gareth Carter, child actor, Yellow Pages ads, guitarist and backing vocalist, too. And Di Francis. Well, all you just get to be called the drummer.
Yeah. That's all I am.
Drummer.
I don't have a life outside of the factor.
Just you don't have a life. So are you? Would it be fair to say? I mean, are you sort of the driving force behind this whole thing, or what's?
I wouldn't say so. You know, I'm the one who messes everything up.
Who gets the gigs?
Tom, manager type guy.
Tom. Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. Oh, you didn't mention him. Where's he in this?
He's insignificant.
Really. Yeah, he's like a.
Yeah, it's expendable.
He's expendable. Excellent.
Mr. Tom Jones.
The new EP is called Necklaces on the Branches of Trees. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. And it's coming out on Mighty Atom Records.
Yeah.
How did that all happen?
I don't know.
Well, we just recorded in there. And
they said,
They said that they liked the CD, so...
And they want to release it, and so they...
And so, but you got to the stage of recording it, how? You just went and got some money together and...
A friend of ours, Darren, he kind of put the money towards us.
Right.
Sort of helped us sort of record there, and it just sort of went from there, then, really.
It released, but I am.
this is great. It's completely this sort of random, this sort of like Brownian motion. Do you know what Brownian motion is? All these little air molecules all wandering and bumping into each other all the time, which they do. You know,
right.
It sounds like what's going on here. You know, somewhere to the west of Cardiff, there's a band. By accident from a mate who gave them some money, and they ended up in the studio, and then ended up putting the record out.
Yeah.
And where are you going to do some gigs?
We got a gig in the Metro tomorrow.
Oh no, yeah. A few days ago.
Was it? Oh yeah, a few days ago.
Okay, so
we had a gig.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you've I know you've played some gigs around in London. Do you have any plans for doing some shows? You know, after the record comes out. When does it come out, by the way?
August the 9th.
August the 9th. Mm. That's superb. That's 2 days after my birthday. Very good. Okay. So,
happy birthday for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's my 46th anniversary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh.
Of being born. Do you have any touring plans to support the EP? Are you going out supporting anybody, or are you headlining, or what's?
We're trying to sort something out, but no one's.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Us. Yeah. So, if anybody wants to let us support them,
please.
Yeah. Anyone, we will support anyone.
I'm not wearing one.
Yeah.
Never mind. A support, that is. But this is a sort of a chicken and egg argument where, you know, you're going to put the EP out and then something's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to try and just get as many gigs as possible, really.
Yeah, that's what kind of, you know. Floating around, waiting for something to happen.
Well, it's happened with loads of, you know, we've played loads of bands on here, and subsequently, you know, things have happened and people have heard them and things like that, which is great. So anything we can do to support the whole thing, we will. And good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
With
Thank
the
you.
Album. Well, oh, there is going to be an album, I assume.
Oh, well, maybe not. Well, it's early days right now, you know.
We're planning to do another EP to be released in, late this year, but... We don't know about that yet.
Well, by the time you've done two EPs, it's an album. Glue it all together.
Yeah.
But the last track you picked is called Mexican Trade. What's this one all about?
It's kind of manic, really.
It's just, I don't know, it's just craziness. It's like a nice little short song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's quite short and...
It's not in Latin?
No.
It's funny you say it's in Mexican.
It's not in Mexico.
No.
It's not in
Mexico. Related to Mexico. Things Mexican. Well, yeah. Thank you very much for coming in this evening. Right. Most entertaining. And I have to say, this goes down as possibly one of the most entertaining biogs that I've read, because most of them are desperately dull. They really are. Yeah.
We were formed in...
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and things like that. And they sort of misspell their names and things like that, you know.
We didn't do that.
No, they do. I mean, we had an email the other day, actually, from a PR company that said we're really pleased that Adrain Smith of Iron Maiden. Adrain. Yeah. Terrible, isn't it? Anyway, never mind. Thanks for coming in. This is Mexican Trade from Ipso Facto, 9th of August. It is out. Go buy it.